In Western societies where the most basic notions of right and wrong are not only denied but actively suppressed, recovering a biblical and distinctly Christian understanding of the natural law is absolutely essential.
Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Traditionally, Christians have understood that man is not born a blank slate just waiting to be programmed like a machine. We are moral creatures whose imaginations are darkened by sin. Yet every person still has a basic understanding of right and wrong because God has revealed it to us in his creation through natural law. Denying the vital role of natural law has grave consequences, not only for society, but for the church's crucial task of proclaiming the gospel.
You can meet and hear Aaron Wolf making the case for natural law Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, May 19th. We've come to, well, near the end of the broadcast week, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We listen throughout the week to our excellent guests, and we listen for, well, to be quite honest, we listen for soundbites. Sometimes what is said is remarkable because we've never heard it before. Sometimes it is remarkable because it's an insight that is fresh and new. And sometimes it is just so good old-fashioned truth that we want you, our listener, to hear it as an Issues Etc. candidate for Soundbite of the Week. So we've got four of those to play for you on this Friday afternoon. We're going to play them in succession, and then it will be your turn. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, you can also vote that way as well, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote via email, Twitter, or at our Facebook fan page, tell us who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Soundbite number one this week comes from Glenn Stanton. Here he is talking about the unattached male.
The fundamental problem for every society is the unattached male. That is the man who doesn't have responsibilities, who is not contributing himself sacrificially to others. That is the most basic social problem that any society must solve first. And that's what we're seeing when we are not able to take older men and help them form the younger men into productive, healthy manhood. It has to be created. It has to be intentionally developed within the young boy. And as George Gilder said in one of his books, all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put that back together again.
That's soundbite number one, Glenn Stanton, on the unattached male. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, a regular guest. We've been doing a series with him on Christian devotion, recently talked about the first of Luther's fourfold strands of prayer. Here's how it works.
As the Lord instructs us, he's going to be instructing us, first of all, about himself and the gifts that he gives, which are all for us, and it cannot help but lead into a great thanksgiving. But the Lord is also going to show us, in the midst of all of this, ourselves. He's going to hold up his word to us like a mirror, and it's going to show us our own sin, which leads to the third strand, which is confession. So as I see the gifts that the Lord has given, or the commands that he's placed in front of me, I see my own failures, and so I confess my sins to him. And I realize of all these things that he wants to give, all my failures in life, that the last thing is that this simply becomes a prayer, that we pray. For example, we had that verse from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Lord has caused us to be born again. So it turns into, at last, an asking of the Lord for something. Continue to give me the great hope of my new birth in Christ in the resurrection of Jesus. Sustain this hope until I see you face to face. Keep me in these great gifts. So at last, the Lord's word turns into a prayer, a proper petition that the Lord would do his will, that it would be done with us, with our families, with our church, with our state, with our neighbors, and in all the world.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, how Luther's fourfold strand prayer works. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Our Twitter address, at IssuesETC, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number three comes from Peter Sprigg, talking recently about marriage, and here he is explaining in a very succinct way why the state has an interest in a private relationship like marriage.
The real question is, what is the public purpose of marriage? Why do we treat marriage as a public institution in the first place rather than as a purely private relationship? I mean, we've never required people to get a license from the government to take on a new best friend, and we've never required them to get an action of a court when they decide not to be best friends with someone anymore. So what is unique about this intimate personal relationship that we call marriage? The only thing that's unique enough to justify government participation in the institution at all is the role that it plays in creating the next generation and creating households that will effectively raise the next generation. So that's why marriage is a public institution in the first place. And that's what a lot of people, I think, misunderstand. Even today, I hear Christians, for example, saying, well, let's just separate marriage from the state altogether. Let's get the state out of marriage, just let the church handle it. The problem is people who are not part of any church, people who are atheists, are still going to get married and have children. And the rights and those children need to be protected. It is an obligation of society at large, acting through the government, to protect the interests of those children.
That's soundbite number three, Peter Sprigg, on what's the state's interest in marriage. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or email talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote. Here is the fourth and final candidate for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And after we have played it for you, we'll take a break and you'll have an opportunity to vote. Soundbite number four this week comes from Wesley Smith, a longtime guest here on the program, talking about a tyranny of the majority in medical ethics.
What's really astonishing is he says what matters isn't the moral conscience of the individual physician, that they basically have no right to a moral conscience. What matters is the opinion of the medical establishment. And if the medical establishment accepts a certain procedure, then it must be done. This is a tyranny of the majority like I've never seen. And he writes that doctors don't have to assist in suicides, but only because it is still contentious within the medical community. Based on the Emanuel rule, if assisted suicide ever became medically accepted by most doctors, then doctors would have to commit homicide or participate in suicide let me have him tell you. Healthcare, this is again Emanuel quote, healthcare professionals who are unwilling to accept these limits have two choices. Select an area of medicine such as radiology that will not put them in situations that conflict with their personal morality, or if there is no such area, leave the profession. The drive is on to drive doctors and nurses who are pro-life out of medicine. And by the way, to keep those who believe such things from going to medical school in the first place. Moral diversity, according to this medical establishment, is no longer wanted in healthcare. And that's really a dangerous thing, and it's an authoritarian advocacy.
That's Wesley Smith, soundbite number 4, A Tyranny of the Majority in Medical Ethics. It's time to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call. Phone call voters, get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, tweet @issuesetc. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Be sure to tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
The Reformation was an attempt to answer the most fundamental questions of life then, and those questions endure today.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues, Etc., Making the Case Conference.
Who is God? Who am I? Where is God found? What does God make of us? Who is Christ? What's the purpose of my life? Why does suffering happen? All those questions remain absolutely pertinent, and the answers that were given in the Reformation are absolutely relevant today.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for the Reformation's relevancy at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, call 618-223-8385 or visit issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
You're listening to Issues, Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 19th of May, and it's time for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org or via Twitter. Our Twitter address @issuesetc, @issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Will it be soundbite number 1? Glenn Stanton on The Unattached Mail. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, how Luther's fourfold strand of prayer works. Soundbite number 3, Peter Sprigg on what is the state's interest in marriage. Or soundbite number 4, Wesley Smith talking about a tyranny of the majority in medical ethics. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Waterloo, Illinois, where Tilly is waiting on the line. Hi, Tilly.
I'm voting for number 4. And the reason is, he talks about the establishment, the medical establishment against the pro-life community, and it's the same in the scientific community where anybody who goes against evolution is their job is in in peril, and in the church, our religious freedom. And, you know, if we aren't going to be careful with the hate speech, those are just all examples of how Christian ethics is going by the board.
Tilly, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Waterloo. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Tilly's voting for Wesley Smith, Tyranny of the Majority in Medical Ethics. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Michael in Kansas votes for soundbite number one. That's Glenn Stanton on the unattached male. He says the absence of male role models, especially fathers in the home, leads to so many problems in the church and in society and in the home that the world is crumbling because of their absence. I don't think you're overstating the case, Michael. Thanks for listening in Kansas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or that tweet with your vote @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Earl is voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, how Luther's fourfold strand of prayer works. He says, this is information that I need to have and information that I haven't heard before. Four strands of prayer. Earl, thank you very much. That's one of the great benefits of that series that we're doing with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. It has some simple practical advice from a seasoned pastor on, and up from Luther himself there, on the prayer life and the devotional life. Thanks for your vote, Earl, voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Zach in Michigan is voting for soundbite number two as well, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the fourfold strand of prayer. He says, really like listening to Pastor Wolfmiller. I think he's as poetic as Luther and very easy to understand. Well, I'll give you the second point. He is easy to understand. I wouldn't put him in Luther's category, although maybe an apprentice to Luther. He'll understand that. Zach in Michigan, thanks for your vote. Let's see what Alicia has to say, listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, I'm voting for number four because I don't want to see that happen, and also because I think there's a lot of additional ramifications. For example, it could cause a lot of problems with informed consent and what doctors have to tell patients about different procedures. Like even something so simple as like options if you're having gallbladder issues. And it could also cause problems with like innovation improvement in medicine if they're funneling doctors into different categories based off of what they're willing to do or not, just to name two problems. It also seems to be a regression back to might makes right. So I'd rather not see it happen.
Neither would I. Alicia, thank you very much. As I say, smartest listeners in radio, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's a vote for Wesley Smith, the tyranny of the majority in medical ethics. Still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is the story of C.S. Lewis. We're familiar with his story post-conversion to Christianity. He chronicles that for us, and then he communicates so much of his insight in his novels and his other writings. But he had a life before that, and it was a life that was led for some time, in fact, the better part of his early life in atheism from a very young age. And the actual move from atheism to Christianity, at least according to his account, took 15 years. It's chronicled in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, From Atheism to Christianity, written by regular guest Joel Heck. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for From Atheism to Christianity. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Mary says, all the soundbites were excellent, but my vote goes to Peter Sprigg. That's soundbite number three. He nailed the reason for the state's compelling interest in marriage, children. Mary, thank you very much for your vote. Dave is voting for soundbite number four, Wesley Smith, the tyranny of the majority in medical ethics. He says, big Wesley Smith fan. And I also am interested in much of this modern science dialogue. Dave, thank you very much for your vote. That's a vote for Wesley Smith, A Tyranny of the Majority in Medical Ethics, soundbite number four. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number four. Here it is, Wesley Smith, talking about that tyranny of the majority in medical ethics.
What's really astonishing is he says what matters isn't the moral conscience of the individual physician, that they basically have no right to a moral conscience. What matters is the opinion of the medical establishment. And if the medical establishment accepts a certain procedure, then it must be done. This is a tyranny of the majority like I've never seen. And he said, he writes in this, that doctors don't have to assist in suicides, but only because it is still contentious within the medical community. Based on the Emanuel rule, if assisted suicide ever became medically accepted by most doctors, then doctors would have to commit homicide or participate in suicide as a, well, let me have him tell you. Healthcare, this is again Emanuel quote, healthcare professionals who are unwilling to accept these limits have two choices. Select an area of medicine such as radiology that will not put them in situations that conflict with their personal morality, or if there is no such area, leave the profession. The drive is on to drive doctors and nurses who are pro-life out of medicine. And by the way, to keep those who believe such things from going to medical school in the first place. Moral diversity, according to this medical establishment, is no longer wanted in healthcare. And that's really a dangerous thing, and it's an authoritarian advocacy.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number four, Wesley Smith, A Tyranny of the Majority in Medical Ethics. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Alicia in Fort Wayne, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. They offer 50 online educational options for an associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree. Just click their logo at issuesetc.org, enter the promo code ISSUES, I-S-S-U-E-S, and they'll waive your application fee. Lifelong Lutheran learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss blaspheming liberals with Aaron Wolf, a different take on free speech. He says that even conservatives have made free speech something of an idol. We'll look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fikencher, and we'll continue our series responding to Roman Catholic proof texts with Pastor Stephen Parks. After a long hiatus, we'll have him back alongside to continue that series. We fear the majority's tyranny, not because the majority is always wrong, but because they can sometimes get it very, very wrong. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.